It's Wednesday, December 7th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Now, this week, we've been doing some hymnology, which is taking a hymn and studying it. And this week, we've been looking at Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, the idea that Jesus would lay aside his divine privileges for any reason is nothing short of incredible. But he did so in order to provide us with salvation. Charles Wesley, the author of this sweet, wonderful Christmas hymn, focused on this amazing occurrence in the third verse, where he wrote, "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth." Now let's think about the last half of this stanza. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. All right, what Wesley is doing here is exactly what we must discipline ourselves to do, and that is connect Christmas with Easter in our hearts and our minds. He says that Jesus was born for a purpose, and that is so that men, those who trust in Jesus, no more may die. First of all, we've got to ask the question, why are men dying? And second of all, how is his birth going to fix it? Well, men are dying because of sin. In Genesis 1 and 2, everything was perfect, and there was no death, and there was one rule, don't eat from that tree. And God said, "The day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Well, they ate of it. And from then on, it was inevitable. All mankind die. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment." Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death." So what you have in this world is every person will experience a physical death, and then after that there will be a judgment. And then everyone will experience a spiritual death, eternal separation from God in hell. That is, unless God does something about it. But what can he do? Well, he can't just sweep the sin under the rug, turning a blind eye to it. He wouldn't be just. And that would be like a judge letting a rapist go free. It would be appalling, and for God, it would be a distortion of his very character. He is just. Therefore, he must extend a punishment that meets the crime. So what can be done? Well, this is the divine dilemma. How can God show mercy to sinners while at the same time uphold justice? We see a glimpse of this dilemma in Job. In the midst of his suffering, the man Job is deeply aware of God's holiness, and he fears his afflictions may be an expression of God's judgment. In addressing these fears, Job at one point cries out in desperation in chapter 9, "If only there were someone to arbitrate between us, to lay his hand upon us both, someone to remove God's rod from me so that his terror would frighten me no more." Right, this is what Job is saying. He's saying, if only there was someone who could stand in the gap and build a bridge between me and God and bring me back to God. Well, Paul comes along in 1 Timothy 2:5 and answers Job's desperate cry and says, "There is a mediator, Job. There's one mediator who has stood in the gap, who has built the bridge and brought us back to God, and it is the man Jesus Christ." How do you do it? He did it by being born on Christmas Day, by living a perfect life in our place, by dying on a cross in our place for our sins, and by rising from the dead. Jesus is the only one who has qualified to be the mediator, to be the Savior. He alone, being fully God, can represent God to man. And at the same time, being fully man can represent man to God. God is eternal. Therefore, Jesus, being God, pays the eternal debt we owe. Man can die and God cannot. Therefore, Jesus, being man, dies in our place for the punishment we deserve. Jesus is the only one in all of history who has ever qualified to be the mediator between God and men. And so what we have in this hymn, and what we have in the birth and the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, is that Jesus laid aside his own rights, coming to this earth and dying for our sins, so that those who trust in him might have eternal life. He was born that we might be born again. And that's good reason to sing, "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." Let us praise Jesus this Christmas. And whenever we hear or sing this hymn, let's recall that there in the manger was the God-man himself, the one who was born, and born for a purpose, born to die so that others would live. Let us praise Jesus, and in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.